This is to be set up in full block style. This is Dr. Nelson Black dictating a history and physical on Dolores Camp, KAMP. Patient was referred by Dr. Alan Carpenter. Use the current dates for transcription. The patient is a 28-year-old female secretary for Center City Chemical. She complains that while she was delivering a message to the loading dock area yesterday afternoon, at approximately 3:30 p.m., a pallet slipped and a splinter of one of the pallets went into her right ear. She had no bleeding at the time, but did notice some blood on her pillow that night. She complains of slight intermittent pain, decrease in hearing, and slight pain with chewing yesterday, but none today. She denies any nasal, sinus, throat, laryngeal, or neck problems. Past history. Allergies, none. Bleeding history, none. Illnesses, none. Operations, TNA as a child. Medications, none. Review of systems is not remarkable. Physical exam, nose. Nasal mucosa and airway appeared normal. Throat is benign. Larynx. Vocal cords appeared normal. No hypertrophic lesions seen. Neck. No palpable nodes. Ears. Tympanic membrane and canal appeared normal on the left side. Right external auditory canal had an abrasion on the anterior aspect of the canal distally in the canal. Medially in the canal, there was an abrasion on the posterior wall extending onto the tympanic membrane with a small hematoma on the tympanic membrane. Tympanic membrane appeared to be mobile and intact. Weber test lateralized to the left. Difference test was equal. Air conduction greater than bone conduction bilaterally. Impression. Traumatic abrasions of left external auditory canal and tympanic membrane. Treatment. Patient given a prescription of cortisporin, otic 3 drops QID in the right ear, number 10 cc. Also given a prescription for audiogram to be done at University Speech and Hearing Center. Patient is to be rechecked after the audiogram.